You know, I think they do a lot of good stuff. They, you know, obviously have some good players. You know, they've been a really good team and organization for a long time. But they do a lot of different things. You know, I think they try and take advantage or rather they try and take away what you do well. And they do a good job of that. So I think that poses a challenge, and we're going to have to play sound and execute our game plan, and it's going to be a good week of preparation.
Are you beyond the point of it being, like, surreal that you're going against a Bill Belichick defense?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's we're going to, you know, face this game, you know, the same way we did Carolina and Miami. You know, we get an opportunity to go play again. It just so happens to be, you know, playing the world champions at their place. So it's awesome. You know, I think that's a cool opportunity. Guys are going to be excited about it, but we're going to, you know, go through this week and prepare and plan and, you know, take it on just like every other week.
You've been doing it since the spring, but are you still amazed when you throw it up for A-Rob that he can still go get it?
Yeah.
And how he gets it?
Yeah. I mean, he's it's something that, you know, I've been able to see for 2 years now, or a year and a half. You know, the physical talent that he has, and obviously the jumping ability, you know, the size and the speed. He's obviously kind of a physical specimen. You know, so I think any time, you know, as a quarterback, you kind of throw a ball up there and, you know, you just hope your guy's better than theirs and goes and makes a play. And he's a guy that has the ability to do that every time. So it's always cool. And as a quarterback, you know, good to have a guy like that.
You have to almost be careful, too, that you don't do it too much, you know,
yeah,
because you know you're so confident that you
right
can get it.
Yeah, I think there's a fine line of how much you do it, but I think you know, a guy like that, you got to give him his opportunities. You know, he has to have balls thrown his direction in order to have opportunities to make plays, like, you know, we saw this past week. So I think you know, definitely got to continue to give him opportunities.
Regardless of Sunday's out, 20 years from now, you're probably going to remember this game. How do you keep from not getting caught up in that part of it?
Right. You know, I mean, I think any time you get an opportunity, you know, in 20 years, I guess, to say, you know, we played the New England Patriots the year after they won the Super Bowl. You know, that's something you'll remember, I'm sure. But, you know, like I said, it's about us and, you know, how we go about our business. Obviously, we want to get to know them and know their personnel and everything, but it's more about knowing our game plan and how we can execute it.
How much do you hope that A-Rob on the outside getting going maybe will free up the middle for the tight ends a little bit?
Yeah, I think it does a lot. You know, I think it'll allow, you know, Sadies and Clay Harbor, you know, maybe to get a little more separation. Paying a little special attention to Allen, but, you know, I think he's done a good job, and the guys, you know, even inside have continued to do a good job. You know, whether Sadie's has been open or not, you know, he's continued to block really well. He's continued to run good routes, and that'll only continue, and, you know, he'll definitely get his share of balls thrown to him. I know it hasn't been a lot this first couple of weeks, but it's not for, you know, no reason.
The recent Titans haven't got involved.
No. Time. Yeah. I mean, week one, they did a good job, you know, kind of taking Sadie's out of the game plan. And then last week, you know, we had some more things for him. You know, had a big third down screen to him that would have been a big play. But, you know, Grimes got a hand on the ball, you know, got him another opportunity in the game. So, I mean, he's in the game. He's a big part of our game plan. It just hasn't happened to work out to where he's gotten, you know, multiple throws his way.
What was your opinion on Marquise?
I thought he did awesome. You know, I thought it was a good showing for him. I thought, you know, he had a big third down catch that ended up getting called back, and then, you know, he had the big 2-minute drive starter across the middle, where he ran a really good route and made a good play in the middle of the field. So, you know, I was excited for him, excited to see him out there at full speed and healthy and flying around.
Your interceptions way down. Looking at tape, do you see a big difference in yourself from earlier in that part of the
right
season? And what are you doing specifically? What's maybe one or two things that you're doing? It's really helped you eliminate.
Yeah. You know, I think just, you know, continuing to see everything, get live reps at everything, you know, see and learning from the mistakes I made, continuing to have a conscious of taking care of the ball, which I had all of last year. I was just a little more, you know, I guess not as good in reads and decision making. So I think, you know, just continuing to go through that, whether it be, you know, in the film room or on the field, you know, where should the ball go and where is a safe spot to put it, but also staying aggressive.
This team's got a reputation for being tough on young quarterbacks. I guess why is that, and that's a challenge you're looking forward to, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, I think the success they've had as a team, you know, they're a challenge on all quarterbacks, I think. I think everything they do, you know, obviously a good offense and put up a lot of points. You know, it's a good place to play. You know, the fans have a ton of energy, so I think that'll be fun. You know, obviously Belichick being a coach that's been around for a long time and done a lot and seen a ton of quarterbacks and a ton of football, you know, so I'm sure he has a good game plan. So, I mean, I think it's a good opportunity for us, you know, as an offensive unit.
New England had 7 sacks the other week. Do they bring a lot of guys, or is it winning one-on-one matches?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, they try and isolate certain guys. They don't bring a whole lot of pressure. You know, they bring one guy. They don't usually bring more than five. But they do a good job of isolating their guys and trying to, you know, create matchups up front, you know, to get their players on offensive linemen one-on-one and kind of let them go to work and rush the passer.
What did you learn about TJ? And all the workload he had to take on.
He was, you know, he was really good. He was impressive. You know, I think a young player like that in his second game in the NFL, you know, stepped up and made a ton of big plays. I thought he ran the ball really well, and did a good job. You know, so yeah, I was excited for him, and you know, definitely excited to, you know, see his growth.
Jackie Samuel kind of bounced back from the opening. You know, he got thrown in there. Then the second week, he had a whole week of practice.
Right.
You think that made a difference for him?
Yeah, yeah. I think anytime you get more reps, it's definitely going to help. So I thought he did a really good job. I thought, you know, he battled his butt off and competed throughout the game. You know, and there's going to be highs and lows no matter who you are, what position you're at. So I think being able to handle that and bounce back from adversity.
Were you aware you'd been sacked four times, eight games in a row?
No, not at all. Yeah, I don't really pay attention to that. So,
hey, you said something Sunday that caught my attention. I just wanted you to elaborate on it, on protecting the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I mean, it seems like it just caught me off guard because it seems like it's a little early to be thinking about that. But it's something that's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I mean, we talk about it all the time. You know, I remember guys getting up in team meetings last year and talking about protecting the culture. You know, I think what Gus and Dave and Shad have done here is really unique in the NFL. There's not a lot of places that are like this. And you know, me just this being the only place I would be, I don't have a whole lot of knowledge on it, but you know, hearing guys coming from other places, you know, everybody says this is definitely somewhere that's unique and somewhere that everybody enjoys playing and being a part of, you know, so we want to be able to protect that, you know, by staying true to who we are.
And what's
You know, I think just how everything is kind of run and operated. You know, I think things are different. You know, I don't have personal experience in it because this is the only place I've been. But I mean, I think guys enjoy it. You know, it's kind of an anxiety-free environment. Guys are fun and bouncing around and you know, have a ton of energy and love coming to work every day.
Rashad out for a while now. Who can step up in that slot and make a play?
Yeah, I think, you know, brought Brian Walters back, who's a good player and definitely has the ability to play some of that slot stuff. I think, you know, Alan Hearns can go in there and do some of that stuff. So it's going to be a group effort from that room, being able to pick up Rashad's slack, you know, because he was doing a really good job. He was running some good slot routes for us, you know, so definitely hope he gets back soon.
When you play in a game like this, is there ever a tendency to measure yourself up against a quarterback like Brady or, you know, Luck or Rodgers?
Right.
Like that?
Yeah, no, I don't think you can. I mean, those guys are the, you know, some of the greatest that have ever played the game, you know, so I'm not playing against Tom Brady. I'm playing against, the New England defense, and that's all I'm worried about, and that's all we're worried about as an offense is how do we execute and put up points on their defense.